أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ينبأ الإنسان يومئذ بما قدم وأخر، بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة ولو ألقى معاذيرة. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that on the day of Qiyamah, a person will want to escape from Allah Ta'ala, but there will be no place whatsoever that he can escape. There will be no possibility, and there will be no place where he can go to and escape. And then Allah Ta'ala will inform a person of all that he had done in this world. يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. چتلا دیں گے انسان کو اس دن جو اس نے آگے بھیجا اور پیچھے چھوڑا. A person will be informed on that day all that he had done before also and after also. Normally this ghaflat, unmindfulness comes of us that after some time of having committed a guna, we feel that we just sweep it under the carpet and now there is nothing left of it. But all this will be presented on the day of Qiyamah. From the time we became baligh, every action, good and bad, will be presented in front of a person. What he did before, what he did in later times also. And the other explanation of this is that all that he has sent forward to Allah Ta'ala, that will be there, and what he left behind will be left behind in this world. The explanation of that comes in a hadith of Bukhari Sharif, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who loves his own, who loves the wealth of his inheritance, of his heirs, more than what he loves his own wealth? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, none of us are such, we all love our own wealth more. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your wealth is that which you had sent ahead for the akhirah. And what you had left behind, that is not yours, that you have left for your inheritance. That is not yours. Yours is what you have sent for yourself in the akhirah. Our Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to explain, when a person spends in the path of Allah, he hasn't given away anything. All what he has done in reality is he has transferred his money from his account of dunya to his own account of akhirat. It is gone in his own account. It isn't gone to anyone else. So, and on that day, a person's record of deeds will be presented in front of him, and he will have no way to deny anything. All the full details of all those actions will be there, and he will have to accept each and everything. He won't be able to make any excuse. He won't be able to put up any arguments or anything. He will just have to accept whatever will be there, and he'll realize that this is 100% true, and his memory will be refreshed. Yeah, our memory, we forget many things that we have done. But there is everything will come in his memory, and he will admit and understand, this is exactly what I had done. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. بلکہ آدمی اپنے واسطے آپ دلیل ہے. In fact, there won't be a necessity of the record of deeds also. A person will be sufficient for himself as a witness. And he will know himself that I had done this. Without the record of deeds, like a person is accused in a court, but whatever he had done, he knows exactly what he has done. Whether the charge sheet shows anything, whatever it shows, but he knows exactly what he has done. One explanation of this ayat also is that man who denies the existence of Allah, the Qudrat, the oneness of Allah, on that day he will realize clearly that definitely Allah Ta'ala is in it. He will see Allah Ta'ala, and even on by his own nafs, he will realize, who made my eyes, who made my heart, who made my brain, who gave me the power to see. All these things he will realize himself. So all what he disbelieved in this world, on that day he will believe in it 100%. And he will even say that, Wallah, that I did not associate any partners to Allah Ta'ala, but that also will not help him. Whenever a person commits any deed, good or bad, yeah, in the context of bad, then there are four witnesses to those bad actions immediately. One is with the parts of the body that he committed those sins, and each part will give evidence on the day of Qiyamah. Secondly, is the ground on which he committed that sin. It is recorded there with the time, with the full details that on this piece of ground, this sin was committed. Thirdly, the Kiram and Katibin, the two farishtas on our right shoulder and left shoulder, who are recording all the time in full details everything that we have done. And then all this is posted to the Nama-i-Amal, our record of deeds. And this will be presented to a person on the day of Qiyamah, and he will not be able to deny any of that. However, when a person makes sincere tawbah, and tawbah is, one is he comes out of that guna. Secondly is, he is sorrowful and remorseful of what he had done. Thirdly, he promises he will not do it again. And fourthly, that whatever rights there are of anyone on him, he fulfills those rights. Then Allah wipes it out from all these records. All those witnesses, Allah himself writes off all that. And now Allah gives him a complete, clean sheet again, whenever he makes sincere tawbah. وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرًا or para dale apne bahane. And no matter how many excuses you will want to make, first of all, it is narrated in a hadith, a person will be presented like bazajun, like a kid, the baby of a goat. In other words, totally nameless, hopeless, that he'll realize, I got no way to fight my case. There is nothing I can do, there is nothing I can say. I'm guilty and I have to accept my guilt fully. So he will be presented like that. And even if he wants to present any argument and any excuse, it will not avail him at all. The evidence will be too overwhelming, too much more than enough, that he will not be able to make any excuse. And in all this, where there is on one side the fear of Allah in the day of Qiyamah, which should be there, on the other side there is great encouragement towards making tawbah while a person has got the chance, and to make amends of all those things which we might even have forgotten. How many of us, perhaps our namazes are qaza from the time we became baligh. Perhaps how many qaza namazes we have got, qaza rozas we have got perhaps. Many other things, how many lies we spoke, how lot of backbiting which we got no idea about. A person must be conscious of making tawbah of all the sins that he had committed and amend his ways while Allah has given him a chance and before he dies.